Blog Talk Radio.
Where is it? Good afternoon, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am the host again this week with my co-host, Tasha. They can't see you, girl.
Don't worry.
She's going to throw her hands up like y'all can see her.
Don't put me on blast.
Okay, so
hi everyone.
Today our topic is going to be, since Minneapolis decided to jump right from winter to summer, we're going to do some statistics on crime that goes up in the warmer weather and some things that you guys can do to not become victims of these crimes. So first off, I'll start off with a couple of statistics. And all summer last year, these are the totals and the types of crimes that happened. And this is all in the Minneapolis area. There were a total of 14 homicides from May to August. 126 people got raped. And these are only reported crimes. I mean, obviously, if there was a homicide, that's going to go reported. But other, you know, rapes, robberies, assaults, stuff like that, a lot of that goes unreported. So this is just the reported ones. There were 634 robberies, 651 aggravated assaults, 1,733 burglaries, which is not the highest. Larceny is 4,614 just in those, from May to August, in those 4 months. So that's really high. That's what we need to look out for, is burglary and larceny. And auto theft is, there was 631 auto thefts and 55 fires got started, arson. So, and that's just in the summer months. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to look up the winter months compared to that. But I did speak with a crime prevention specialist who said that it's not necessarily more that the crimes happen more in the summer. It's just that there's more opportunity in the summer because there's more people out and it's nice out.
Everybody come out when it's hot.
If you want to talk on the subject, just press 1, callers. I see you on there. Have you ever been a victim of a crime, Tasha?
Yeah, I had stuff stolen from me and stuff like that. So what I did, like, I had someone follow me.
Was it a random person?
No, it was somebody I never saw in my life was following me downtown Minneapolis. And I stopped them and asked them, like, why are you following me? And mm-hmm. he just smiled and he kept watching me. So that made me uncomfortable. As I just left, I was like, if I see a police officer, I'm going to pull them over because I'm like, this man is watching me. He was following me everywhere I went.
Oh, that's scary.
Downtown, yeah.
That's really scary. And you didn't have a phone at the time? Or
no.
Why didn't you?
I didn't have no cell phone.
So you couldn't call the police?
Couldn't call the police.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that one of the crime prevention specialists that I spoke with said, that when you're walking around, you always want to try and walk with more than just you. You know, if it's just one other person, if it's a group of people, there's safety in numbers. So the more people you have with you, the less likely you're going to become a victim of a crime.
And be cautious of your surroundings.
Yep, always pay attention to who's behind you, who's in front of you, what's going on. And they say if you walk with a purpose, like versus just kind of aimlessly wandering, you just seem to be going slow. If you walk with, like, just some meaning. Put some meaning in those steps.
Put some fear up in yourself, or you know, or they won't mess with you.
Yep. And they say, you know, if you just look like you know where you're going, look like you, mean business.
If you look lost, you go get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
So the specialist I spoke with said that one of the highest things that they see in the summer, and they've already seen crime numbers rising just within the past week that it started to get nice. But it's theft from auto, not auto theft, theft from auto, where they're breaking your windows and they're taking loose change, Like, I mean, really, you just want my loose change? I leave a couple pennies in my cup holder. You're going to bust my window over 5 cents worth of pennies?
Or take candy.
Candy, ouch. That's even worse.
Yeah.
But they say some tips about that is don't leave valuables in your car. Even small items such as loose change can be tempting to a thief. Once they get in and they break that window, they find that loose change. Well, we got change here. What else do they got? Let's check the glove box. Let's check the armrest and see if we can get in the trunk. If you must leave valuables in your car, lock them in the trunk before reaching your destination. If you pull up to the park that you're going to bring your kids to and you throw your laptop, your tablet, your cell phone, and your purse into your trunk, and walk off, and everybody just saw you put all that stuff in there, your car is a target right there.
Like, before you pull up, just, like, take everything valuable and, like, sit it under the seat, the back seat, for what nobody said, like, sit it under the back seat and, like, cover it up with, like, something. Just make it look normal. You make it look normal.
I always have my kids' backpacks with
yeah.
me. Like, because they always have, you know, an extra change of clothes in there and some snacks
yeah.
and something to drink. So I tend to, if I'm going to leave, I rarely leave my purse in the car. But, you know, when I bring my kids to the park, I have a huge purse.
Yeah.
It may as well be a piece of luggage. So, no, I don't want to carry it around at the park. So I slide it under my seat, and I hate my purse being on the floor. But, you know, I'd rather have it there than in somebody else's hands. Put it under the seat, and I cover it up with my baby's
yeah.
backpacks. Just make it look like the backpack's thrown on the floor. They don't even think about it.
Keep your valuables out of sight.
Yep. And if you don't need it, if you don't need your laptop, if you don't need that tablet, if you don't need all that stuff, leave it at home. You're just asking for it when you're bringing it out. They say it, never leave your car running unattended. And unfortunately, you know, Tasha.
People do that a lot.
Girl, don't I know it. My sister did it. Probably about 6 years ago. My sister was waitressing at a club, and she got off about 4:30 in the morning after cleaning up and everything. And she was bringing another coworker home, and they stopped to get gas at that gas station over off of, what is it, Broadway and Washington right there,
yeah.
that little honeybee or whatever. Yeah, so she literally left her car running, I don't know why, at 4:30 in the morning over in North Minneapolis, left her car running, and she watched the guy drive off in her car. And she chased him and said, hey, that's my car. Nobody's going to help you over there. Are you kidding me? 4:30 in the morning, stranded, her car was gone because she left the keys in the car and it was running. That is an open invitation anywhere. Anywhere.
For anyone.
They also say don't hide keys in your car, obviously. There's a lot of people that tend to put those little magnetic boxes
yeah.
on the inside of their gas tank, on the inside of the gas cans, or under the wheel well and stuff. That's another spot where people just slide their hands real quick. Oh, you got a key? There we go. Hey, thank you very much. You just let me in your car. If you have an aftermarket stereo, take it with you. Beware of identification theft. If items stolen contain personal information. A lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. They will leave their car wide open saying, I don't have nothing in here, but you got your insurance card, your title for your car, and something else, you know, a piece of mail that's got your address and everything on it. You might have a check stub in there. You never know. And then all of a sudden, they got a hold of your Social Security number, your address, all that information. And if you want to go to the City of Minneapolis website, they have what they call a home inventory form. And they suggest that you keep very meticulous records of all your valuable stuff that you keep in your car, in your home, anything of value. Put all the serial numbers down there, the price, the date you bought it, all that information, a description of it. And that'll help the police, if you do become a victim, they'll have the serial number for whatever it is that you got stolen from you, and they'll have a description. They say that if you want to take pictures of it, that's even better for records. And then they'll maybe be able to recover your items a little easier. Another big thing is carjacking, which apparently I didn't know that was so high.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, you and I were kind of laughing about it earlier when I was looking at the stuff online, but carjacking is the term for crime of a car being taken from a person either by force or threat of force. Minneapolis has approximately 2 automobiles taken by force from the driver every week. So that's, you know, you're driving along and some dude comes up to you with a knife or a gun or just a big angry voice and says, "Get out of the car, man, get out!" And then what do? You get out of the car, right?
You don't have no
choice. Or you roll your window up and run? Drive away?
You can try to run them over.
Oh, yeah. You could hit them.
It depends on if he has a weapon or not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the police department, if you do become a victim of this, the police department suggests that just get out of your car and hand it over. Try and remember the description of the person, the direction that they went in. Know your license plate number. You know, they say your life is worth more than your car.
Yeah, don't lose your life over
do not lose your life over a car.
You can get another car.
Hopefully you've got insurance. If you're in Minnesota driving, you're supposed to have insurance. And if it gets wrecked, your insurance will probably cover it. Hopefully. Hopefully.
We hope so.
I hope so. So a couple of things to avoid being carjacked. Some of this stuff seems a little, I don't want to say ridiculous, because it's hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The first thing you do, you don't get in your car and lock all your doors and close all your windows.
No, because then when you get up in a car and it's hot out, you're going to get sick from the heat.
I got leather seats, girl.
Yeah.
I will start on fire.
Yeah, you will die. Like sunburn. Well, seat burn.
Yeah. Avoid parking in secluded, poorly lit areas, especially at night. Don't walk to your car alone. Remember that both men and women are vulnerable to carjacking.
Yes, they are.
They don't care what you are, especially if they've got a weapon. They want your car, they will try and take it. Again, walk in pairs. More than one person is always a deterrent. Carry a small flashlight or a keychain. Walk with a purpose. Don't walk aimlessly towards your car. I said that, walk with meaning, and you've got, you know, they kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to mess with that person.
Yeah, don't walk lazy like you don't have a care in the world, then you just...
And always pay attention. I think they tend to target people with headphones on.
Yeah, because they can't hear.
Yeah, you can't hear anybody coming on. Pay attention. Don't have the music blasting in your ear. If you want to listen to some music, enjoy it.
Like when I listen to music, I make sure I can hear the outside and my music at the same time.
Yeah, you don't want to have somebody creeping up on you, and next thing you know, you got a knife to your throat, and you could have prevented it because he was walking on tin. You know what I mean? But you didn't hear it. Let's see. Have your keys out, ready to unlock and enter the car without delay in order to avoid standing by your car looking for your keys. Drive to a safe public place and call the police if you think someone is following you. Don't get out of your car if you see suspicious people. To avoid other thefts that sometimes follow carjackings, separate your car keys from your house and office keys. I never thought about that one.
That one.
I never thought about that. You know, and somebody takes your car keys, next thing you know, they got your access to your house, and if you have a key to your office, they got access to your office, and then the next thing you know, depending on where you work, they've got credit card numbers, social security numbers, addresses, business names, account information. You never know. My mother always told me this one, don't pick up hitchhikers. I can honestly say I've been driving for 13 years, I have never picked anyone random up.
Well, you look at the movies, and what do most of them do? Me, I know.
You kill people.
Exactly. So
hitchhikers murder people. All right. Let's see. Always keep valuables out of view if you must travel with them in the car. Let's see. Always be aware of your surroundings. Be alert to potential dangers. Be suspicious of people approaching you and your car. If you think someone has tampered with your car, don't enter it. Check door handles, locks, and back seat before entering. I don't know about that one. I think it's a safe thing to do at night. I think if you go around your entire car and check all 4 of your doors, you might look a little crazy.
But you being safe, regardless of how you might look.
Yeah.
You have to protect yourself regardless of how it might look to you or feel to you or how it might look to other people. Because somebody could be in your back seat and you don't know that. And you get up in the car, you're locked in the car door, then bam, you get hit.
Now you're locked
exactly
in somebody.
With a killer or stuff like that. So always be cautious.
Yep. Certain actions will keep you safe if you are a victim. If someone demands your keys, do not resist. Nothing is more valuable than your life. If someone asks for assistance, do not get out of your car. Offer to call 911 and drive to a safe location to make the call. If in serious danger, you may consider running a stop sign or a red light if, in your judgment, you will not endanger others. So if somebody comes up to you and you're at a red light, stay over here on Lake Street. You're on Lake Street, somebody just runs up to your car, get out of the car. The light's red. And nobody's coming. You take off, huh?
Then you will have to explain to the police of why you took off. So
yeah,
it all depends on what police believe your story.
I think if I were in that situation, I would probably call the police immediately after I ran the red light and just say, hey, there's somebody out on this block trying to steal somebody's car, and it's going to work for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get it on somebody if you don't stop him.
Yep.
So that would be my thing. And remember, if you become a victim of a carjacking, comply with the demands of the carjacker. Your life is worth more than the car. Try to get away rather than get in the car. Isolation with suspects can be dangerous. So don't let them get in the car with you. If they want to take your car and it's, you cannot get away, you don't see a way of escaping, you get out and let them have your car. Because if they have you and your car, you're in a worse spot than them just having your car.
Pretty much.
You don't know what they're going to do to you.
Now, this is a big one.
Bike theft?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, people steal more bicycles than cars, I think, because it's like it's out in the open. Unless somebody can just leave it down and run up at the store and get something. Like, I know a lot of people who just stole bikes.
Do your babies have bikes?
Yeah, my baby, but ain't nobody gonna ride my baby bike. He's on me. He's little, so it's like a little training wheel.
No, it don't matter. Maybe somebody else's baby don't have a bike, and they're the ones that's jacking it. It's not always the little kids that's taking bikes.
Well, somebody take a baby bike or something. I'm talking about kids bike like 10 or 12 years old.
There's about 3 or 4 kids in my neighborhood. I say young men, because they probably about in between 14 and 20, and they basically run around on stolen bikes and sell them all day. I don't know where they be getting them from, but when the weather get hot, guaranteed you see one of those 4 on a bike. It's a stolen bike, and he trying to sell it to somebody.
And I don't think no grown man or a teenager should be on a small bike that they can't even sit down on.
And that is hot pink and purple with princesses all over it.
You have to stand up just to ride it. No, you shouldn't do that, because
you know your grown self does not fit on that bike. You know you didn't buy it, and you know you don't have a daughter that's riding it either.
So you make yourself look suspicious because you know that's not your bike, so you know it's stolen.
Now, even though your baby's got a training wheels on his bike or whatever, I've got those 2 bikes like that size. Do you know the model and serial number of your bike, your son's bike?
You
gonna
put me on blast?
No. I don't either. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I don't either. I'm just looking at all this stuff for the first time myself.
But I would think nobody would steal a bike that small. I mean, I understand what you said, but I don't know. I never really thought about that. Now, if it was a big bike,
I didn't either.
I would be cautious. But a little baby bike, I would think that somebody would be where people are cold-hearted. So
People are very cold-hearted. Them little motorized power wheel things that people leave out in the front yard all day and all night, and then they be gone the next morning.
Yes.
Write that serial number down. Take a picture of it. Put down when you bought it, how much it was, where you got it from, all that stuff. Because, you know, you need to keep everything of value.
Yeah.
And you need to have the serial numbers for that. That's one thing that I really have learned today, that you really need to keep an inventory of what you have.
Yeah.
You know, because if something were to happen, then how are you going to lay claim to your insurance company and just say, you know, well, I had a $500 tablet, yeah. Mr. Johnson. I had a $700 BMX bike, Mr. Johnson, but I can't tell you what the serial numbers are. I don't have a picture of my kid riding it.
Yeah.
I never registered my tablet. Whatever the case may be, you need to make sure that you have all that information. So tips to prevent bicycle theft. Always lock unattended bicycles. Use a lock resistant to cutting, breaking, or picking. For example, one of those U-locks. And I'm sure a lot of people know what that is. That's that bar, U-shaped bar with the straight bar that goes across that. Make sure both wheels are locked either by removing one and you locking it with the other and the frame or by using an auxiliary lock on one. You can also purchase devices that replace the cam and the lever on quick-release wheels and seats with a keyed system. It sounds like bikes have gotten a little more technically advanced since I was a kid.
It has.
To be honest with you, I haven't had a bike since I was probably about 15 years old.
I was like saying the last time I had a bike.
You know, and I had a 10-speed for a while, and then I had a mountain bike for a while, and to be honest with you, I don't even know where my bike went. Somebody probably stole it, and I didn't even know it. That's bad. Let's see. Lock the bike to something stationary, preferably where you and others can see it. Note that it is. Why can't I speak?
You're around me.
Wow, okay. Note that it is illegal in Minneapolis to lock bikes in a manner that will impede normal pedestrian or traffic movement. So do not lock your bike in the middle of the sidewalk, please. There may be a pole there, but I'm trying to walk and I don't want to trip over your wheels or pedals. Properly secure garages or storage units where bicycles are kept. Lock your bike inside the garage by the same techniques as listed above. So not only are you locking it in your garage, you're locking it to itself. Remove any bicycle components and accessories that are easily taken. To report a stolen or lost bike, call 911 to report a theft in progress from a dwelling or storage unit or when evidence is left behind, fingerprints, tools, or video surveillance. If there's none of that, call 311 to make a police report if you did not witness the theft or if no evidence was left behind. To request a database search of recovered bicycles, contact property and evidence with the police department. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 p.m. Again, record the make, model, and especially the serial number on your bike. Keep this information in a safe place. It is essential to recovering bicycles. Photographs may also help.
Like, what if you have, like, the same exact bike? Like,
that's why they want serial numbers, I think.
Yeah, it was this incident between these two men, and, like, I don't know if they hit the same bike, but he said that the man stole his bike, and so they actually had to call the police because the man was not giving up the bike because he's like, this is my bike. And it was like, what if the person has the exact same bike? Like, how would you know the difference?
That's kind of like,
I knew they make like the same models of the same bike.
Yep, well, that's why they say put the serial number on there, because the serial number is different for each bike.
Oh, okay.
The model number and
so they would never have the same serial number.
The make and model are the same for every bike, you know, that is of the same, but the serial number is individual to each bike.
It's different.
Which is how they, you know,
would tell the difference
of what bike it is. And that's why, like, if you've ever been to a pawn shop, like, they go and they, you know, they register your serial number, and then every night when the pawn shop closes, they give all the serial numbers of everything they've bought from people that day to the police department.
Okay.
So that way, when people do report stuff stolen and the serial number matches that, you know, they can recover it. So let's see, summer crime prevention tips. We have, what do we got left, 5 more minutes. Nobody has wanted to talk to us today, huh? You guys are awful quiet. Okay, so to help protect our young people, curfews for the summer, under 12 years old, if you're out on the weekday, you need to be home by 9. Friday and Saturday, you need to be home by 10. If you're under 12 in my house, you better be home by the time it gets dark. 12 to 14 years old, weekdays home by 10. Friday and Saturday, home by 11. And 15 to 17, weekdays home by 11, and Friday and Saturday home by midnight. They say you can work with other parents to monitor curfew hours in your neighborhood. You know, if you see, you know, little Betty's son down the block.
Yeah, they trick.
Yeah.
Like, the outside, they use the telegraph outside. Like, you know you're supposed to be at the house, but sometimes you need those neighbors.
Yep.
To keep your kids in check.
Yep, absolutely. You know, our neighborhood, my mom she can whistle real loud. So when we were younger, my mom would whistle when it was time to come in. And you could hear it probably within about a block radius.
That was loud.
So, you know, we heard a little something. And then next thing you know, the whole neighborhood, you know your mom whistled, you better get yourself home. The whole neighborhood knew. So they said, okay, that was Erica's mom, you better get on home now. Let's see, to prevent bicycle and lawnmower theft. We just kind of talked about that. Keep the lawnmower locked in a garage. Record the makes, models, and serial numbers again. Whoa, big blow of wind. That felt good. It is so warm in here. Yard security. If you're working in the front yard, lock the back door and garage. If you're working in the backyard, lock the front door and the garage. Don't keep ladders or other equipment in the yard that could be used to gain access to your home. Keep shrubs, bushes, hedges, and fences to a height of 3 feet or less. You know, have you seen that? I got somebody that wants to talk to me. 8339, you're on the air. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Erica. I'm just going to say, this is Brandon, actually. I'm just going to say, I've been listening to everything that y'all said, and, you know, it's a lot of people that don't know this stuff that needs to know this stuff. And, you know, there's, like what y'all was saying, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know that y'all just said. And, you know, a lot of people need to take notes about everything because, you know, crime happens everywhere. You know, crime is everywhere.
Yep. Yep. And so that's the biggest thing that I never knew is, you know, to write down all the makes and models of all the stuff that you have. And it makes
and you
sense.
Know, oh. Right, and you know that I was accustomed to it because my phone got stolen from the office, you know, and I had to call a police report, you know. The lady was asking
did
me,
did you
like,
have
do you
the
have
serial number phone?
I actually did have the serial number, but it didn't go as far, you know. I wrote everything down, you know, but now, like, everything that I get, new stuff, like my TV and everything, I'm writing a serial number down, you know, because whatever you, like you were saying, whatever you have, write the serial number down because the serial number is like a lottery ticket. It's like a lottery ticket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have your serial number, it's easy for the police to work with you because they'll be able to go into the pawn shop system, put the serial number in, and they'll help you find where your thing is at, and you'll have a better chance of getting your stuff back instead of paying $200, $600 of new stuff. Because, you know, I had to pay like $200 for my new phone. I hated it because it was a lot of money that I had to spend on it. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's a learning experience. And I'm glad that this was the topic today. And I'm glad you guys did a great job. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you, Brandon. Did you ever get your phone back? Was it ever recovered?
Yeah, I got my phone back.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. There we go.
Yep.
Success story in progress. He had his serial number. His phone was recovered, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for calling, Brandon.
Yep,
you have
thank
a blessed
you.
Day.
Yep, you do the same.
Okay, so, what was I going to say? We got 45 seconds left. Okay, guys, I guess I don't get to tell the little story about the commercial I saw about having thick hedges. And anyway, in the home, let's see, it says learn how to pin your windows to allow ventilation but prevent them from being opened wider. I'm not quite entirely sure what that means, like how to open them a little bit, but then they can't open anymore. I probably have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can organize a block or apartment club. They are a clear deterrent of crime. New block and apartment clubs can receive a free neighborhood watch or sign. So call your local police department if you want to start a block club. National Night Out Against Crime occurs on the first Tuesday of August. Begin planning your block party now. Again, write down all your information. Keep all the serial numbers. Maybe your babies won't be mad this summer if something does get stolen. Maybe it'll be able to be recovered. Make sure to watch your surroundings and keep a lookout for everybody. And look out for your neighbors, too, people.
Yes.
Because if you want your neighbors to look out for you, you have to look out for them. And become friends. Everybody be friendly, and they're a lot more willing to look out for you.
And be open.
So, all right. You guys are blessed. It was a great show. Have a good week. See you next week.
Bye.